Well, good morning, everybody. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles, and we are so excited to be here. And this is going to be a really exciting morning because we got someone, a guest speaker, yes. And I just want to say we are here, for those who are brand new on the call, we're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for 15 minutes. And it's for inspiration, it's for plugging in, realizing you're part of this amazing team. We're in business for ourselves and not by ourselves. So we're all working together. As Jeff Beebe says, you know, it's teamwork makes the dream work. And someone else says, I think it's Lenny Evans who says, there is no I in team. So it's about all of us working together, plugging in, feeling the surge of energy around you from this particular amazing tribe of people. Because we can get worn down by ourselves in the world as it exists, and we're doing something entirely different. We are opening a way for people to see and to get more healthy and more wealthy. So it's really extraordinary, and a lot of people can't see it yet. So that's why it's important to be tuning in every day. It's like a cell phone needs to be plugged in every day, as Lenny says, to get that charge back up. So what an amazing group of people you are. I just love getting up to this call every morning and continuing this ongoing conversation. And so what I'd like to do now is say thank you to the man who's put this call together. He's held it together for over 11 and a half years. We're going on 12 years. Someday I'll learn, you know, what month it is. We get to get another year older or another year better, as I like to say. And I want to say thank you to him. He's an author. He's created Follow Your Bliss, which is coming up, a weekend retreat. It's extraordinary. And just turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you so very kindly, Udonna. We're so grateful. I'm so grateful to be here and be part of this conversation and excited about your guest. I just want everybody to just really, just for a moment, give yourself some kudos, give yourself a hug. There's this one pose in yoga that I do. It's called eagle arms, and I can hug myself now. And it's kind of fun. It's like kind of cool to hug yourself. So hug yourself and just for showing up today and, you know, the different wins that you're having, the celebrations you're currently having in so many different areas. And let's take in a breath this morning together around that idea that we're going to celebrate something that we feel really good about on three. And a little smile, of course. One, two, three, breathe it in. And just smile and hold it and smile it out and breathe out and exhale and just be grateful. Look at that. Oh, what a blessing it is. And we imbibe together for a moment on this show, on this call. So I'm going to drink my Knox, and you please drink yours. And by yours, I mean whatever yours is. Congratulations on that choice. With that, just right before I bring on, you know, our amazing Tuesday amazing host and trainer and extraordinaire, I just want to say that I've heard a small rumor that one of our very own is 99.9% unofficially maxed out, and which means that could be 8-star platinum smelling in the air. That would be a Casey Pluff. So I'm sure we'll hear more about this as we sneak it in, but it's just an unofficial rumor. And we don't do that, really. But if we're looking at the computer and it says how many cycles it is, well, that would be, you know, pretty much proof, because Isagenix has never been wrong. So having said that, that's exciting, too. Like, all these things are happening all over the place. And Udonna, I just want to honor you. I know you're going to have a guest, but I just want to honor you because of your wins and your successes and everything that you seem to be touching is just blossoming because of the brilliant seeds you are planting. So good morning.
Good morning. Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot is going on in Udonna world. Yeah, Udonaverse, somebody said. It's Udonaverse.
Ooh, Udonaverse. I like that.
Udonaverse and Udonaversity, right?
That sounds like a musical.
Yeah, no, yeah, things are pretty happening here pretty remarkably, but there's something even more extraordinary. Well, they're all extraordinary. When you're really growing fast and things are blooming and seeds, are you've been tending them and they are starting to sprout and then they're starting to come through fruition and then they start giving fruit, it's like pretty extraordinary. And there is a couple that have been working together. They didn't even want to do this business. They were not excited about it. Oh, like what are you talking about? When they finally woke up to what it is and what its potential is, this is not our parents' network marketing. When they woke up to the potential, they took it on big time, and they have been building a huge team, and I think they're already 7-star. We're going to find out. But this woman and her husband, we all know who it is, but I'm just throwing it out. She's amazing. She is direct. She flows. She cares, and she puts it all together, and then she makes it happen. She goes out into the world and makes it happen. Okay, boom, 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 boom. I'm just so honored to have her here because she, over the weekend, she and her husband were invited to speak at the Eric Worre event in Las Vegas and on stage with all these networkers. And so I want to just bring on the amazing Debbie Beebe. Are you there, Debbie?
Of course I'm here. Good morning. Tiny and huge at the same time. I love it.
Yeah. Big things come in small packages. But we haven't discussed what we're going to discuss, but I wanted you to talk about what happened at the event.
And also,
what I was thinking this morning, before we got on, I thought the right question to ask you. I want to also ask you, how has your inner world shifted as a result of this amazing success that you created? I want to know that too. So anyway, just share with us what happened at this event, what you got out of it, and then I want to know, how has your inner world and your inner perception of everything shifted? So tell us.
So we'll definitely get to that. But as you said that, all I could see is Lenny sitting back with a huge smile on his face. He probably, if he was drinking his Knox at that moment, he probably spit it out so he could smile very big on that.
Don't you love that kind of support?
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, thank you, Yadonna. It's so, there's no other word. It's just so incredibly exciting to be in the presence of such amazingness all the time. And each and every one of us, we're striving and we're doing that. We're being that. I am that. And at Eric Worre GoPro, the most powerful women in network marketing, 2.5 days of intense beauty, inner and outer beauty, just intense. And, how do you sum all that up in 15 minutes and just what was that like and what did you learn? And all? It just every time you put yourself out there and open up and open your heart really big and really listen with not just your ears and eyes but your heart too, how does that not change your inner world? How does that not change you for the better? How does that not? Lisa Grossman, who I don't know what company she's with, but I've heard her speak before, and she was our opening speaker, and she is just, I met her right before she went on stage. I met her before, but I met up with her, and of course, well, I'm not even going to go into that. But anyway, I was going to say, of course, she didn't remember me. Yes, of course, she remembered me. She meets millions of people, and it was exciting to meet up with her before she hit stage. But what was really refreshing and exciting is she looks at me and she goes, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about.
Oh my God.
It was like, you are the opening speaker of this huge, amazing event. And she looked at me and she goes, I don't even know what I'm going to, I think I'm going to talk. Like, she threw out a couple ideas and then she just went on her way. And I was like, Wow, to be that relaxed because
Yeah.
she has worked on her inner world so much for
Yeah.
so many years that
Mm-hmm.
she's comfortable. I loved that. And the thing that she said, and I have her notes in front of me, when you start talking, I just started going through my notes. I thought what would serve everybody. And her number one thing was get out of your comfort zone. Okay, we hear that all the time. Get out of your comfort zone. Because in your comfort zone, this just, you know, maybe I've heard this before, but this just hit me. In your comfort zone, that just means nothing can happen to you that will surprise you.
Wow.
That's your comfort zone. So, good or bad, nothing can happen to you that's going to surprise you, but nothing can happen to you that's going to change you in your comfort zone. So
wow.
You have to keep moving out of the zone. And I was like,
wow.
That's how we started.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh my gosh, here we go. Buckle up. It was just amazing. So she said, challenge yourself and your assumptions so you can discover your truth. And then, and we all learn this, but do we do this? I do this. I do this 100%. It is so important. Rod Harrison one time had me on stage and he said, Debbie Beebe was Debbie Beebe before Debbie was Beebe. Debbie Beebe was Debbie Beebe. And I was talking to Rhonda about that. And I found that intriguing because Debbie Beebe walks down a hallway, and if she sees you, she looks at you, she smiles at you, she says hi, and you don't know if you should duck or say hi back. That's what he said about me. Well, that's, I know, right? That's posture, though. That's posture. So I walk in the person that I want to be. I talk in the person that I want to be. She said, speak in the language of the person you would like to become.
Wow.
And I was like, that's beautiful, right?
Yes.
And then she said, make little discussions in your head. Little discussions in your head.
Uh-huh.
Little discussions in your head make the big, I'm not discussions, I'm sorry, decisions, in your head, but make the big decisions in your heart.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. I know, she didn't know what she was going to talk about.
Right. But you know, but here's the thing. She's talked about all of these things over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So she's she's prepared.
Right.
She is prepared.
Right.
You know, that just.
And that's.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what I want to say. That's, yes, Udonna, perfect. Yes, 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 yes. Because here's what I found, the silver string, the silver thread that attached us all throughout the weekend was this.
Yeah.
Every great speaker, mentor, leader, and remember, everybody on this call is great. We all speak the same speak. So every mentor, leader, trainer, teacher from the stage all had the same speak that we all have on this call. It all lines up. And if there's greatness on that stage, there's greatness on this call, there's greatness with everybody
Ooh.
Listening. We
Ooh.
All speak the same speak. So all the stuff that we're all learning on these calls, you guys, are absolutely truth. And when we learn that truth and speak that truth and have that posture in that truth, what else is there? What else is there? You know? And she said, if you know and do today whatever it is that you're doing, however it is that you're showing up, what impact is that going to have in 5 years? What impact is that going to have in 10 years? What impact will that have in 20 years from now? So play big. Play big. And I just was like, she just blew me away. And I want to tell you guys, while I'm speaking about all this greatness and the greatness on this call and the greatness in everybody listening and the greatness on people on stage and the greatness, oh my gosh, I got home last night and I FaceTimed my mom. And I was tired. And my mom said, how was it? And I lit up and didn't stop talking for 40 minutes. Like, I just was so excited and telling her all the stuff that happened and how great I felt. And it was just amazing. Now, watch this. Eric Worre, he talks about this all the time, you guys. If you listen to Eric Worre, anything, he says, go fast, go fast, go fast, go fast. Right? Jeff and I, we were so excited to be on that panel. And for half a second, I sat in the crowd, and comparison is the thief of joy. I had to talk myself down off the ledge of every person I was sitting on that panel with in network marketing were multi-millionaire and billionaires annually in network marketing. And I thought, oh my gosh, I haven't hit $1 million yet with Isagenics, and I'm going to be sitting up there with them. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jeff's in the background yelling. He's not supposed to be doing that. He's yelling. But anyway, so I'm thinking, I'm not growing fast enough. And here's my message, you guys. Don't let comparison be the thief of joy. Like I said yesterday on the pros call, one win for one person is everybody's win.
Wow.
So be you. Be the real you. I heard, who said authentic? Was it Gina? Gino, when he got on the call, be authentic.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. Authentic, just be authentic. Just be you. Not false, not copied. Just be genuine. Be real. And that's what we've got.
Well, you said something pretty amazing. You blew by it really fast, and I want to go back. Have the posture in that truth.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're pretending you're something that you're not, and you know, you're faking everybody out. It's you're growing into it, and you grow into it by holding the posture of the people where you're going. I mean, holding your posture in that. It says so much to me that I'm actually going to go journal about it. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Mm. We had a speaker, I can't remember, she was an athlete, and she was a basketball player. And she's gold medaled twice, Olympian. And she talked about visualization. So that's the same thing. She talked about she grew up in Mississippi, and her brothers and her would go jump fences, which they would get in trouble for doing that. But they'd go jump fences, like 6-foot, 7-foot fences. They'd go jump. They'd run and jump fences in people's backyards. And she said one fence, when she was a little girl, she looked at her brother and went, I can't do that. That's too big. And he said, yes, you can. And so she tried it, and she didn't do it. And she fell. And she wasn't going to have that. So she went home that night because, you know, she said, you know, in Mississippi, what is it about the streetlights go out and you're supposed to be home or you're going to get your butt whipped at night, right? Remember that, you guys, when we're kids? Streetlights went on, get home, or you're going to be in trouble. She said, so she ran home and she brushed teeth and went to bed. And the next morning, all she did was visualize getting over that fence. So the next morning, she ran and cleared the fence.
Wow.
So that was her truth. That was her posture. That was, she didn't do it the first time, but she knew without a shadow of a doubt she was going to jump that fence. She saw it. She said she visualized. And another person that was a gymnast said they used to sit. They had to sit before they went out to do their gymnastics when they were competing. They had to sit. This was mandated by the coach. To see their whole performance in their head and how amazing and beautiful it is and how well they were doing in that performance before they were even allowed to go out and do their routine.
Do you know what? When I was acting and I was on stage, I had to show up at the theater 5:30 in the evening, warm up, and then go through my everything right on through. Otherwise, I could tell the difference. Then you don't have to think about it. It's all set up. It's all right on it. So boom, it goes. Wow.
Yeah.
You sit and you watch your whole performance in detail as it goes through, and then you go do it physically. That's profound. Tell me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to take one more minute. you have shift. Now, listen, you're always Debbie Beebe. And you always have been Debbie Beebe, the kick-ass, wonderful, amazing, beautiful woman. And you're growing into Debbie Beebe. You know, mm-hmm. we're all blooming. We're growing. We're these plants. We're blooming. Mm-hmm. The law blooming.
Yeah.
So what has shifted in your perspective of all of this? What has shifted? Mm-hmm. Because inside there's things that shift. And sometimes we have to mm-hmm. jump out of our comfort zone to shift them and mm-hmm. act like they're shifting and have the posture and that new truth. But there's some things that have shifted for you. And I'm just curious, what tell me more about that? Because it's the inner life that intrigues me about this.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things, you know, that it's not just one thing, it's everything,
yeah.
you know, it's not just one thing, it's everything. Mm-hmm. I have some strong beliefs. One of my beliefs along the way has really developed is that if we're not learning, we're dying. Mm-hmm. So if we're not learning, we're stagnant. And to me, if you're stagnant, what that looks like to me, because you all know that I'm full of energy, that looks like a person that gave up and is sitting on the couch and watching TV and never goes anywhere and never does anything, and they maybe go to their 9-to-5 job and they come home and they sit on the couch and they do it all over the next day. Nothing changes. That is definitely not me to the core. I watch people give up and then just wait to die. So if you're not learning, you're dying. That's one of them. The other thing that I've really learned, especially in this community, and, you know, I'm so thankful for leaders and let's just say people or friends or family. Let's say family, like you, Lenny, Rhonda, Casey. Oh, yay, Casey. We knew that was happening. And, you know, Dave, Jennifer, everybody within the Isagenics family, for sure, giving us permission to be us. I don't have to speak or talk or say the exact same things like everybody that hits the stage. I don't have to be Dave MacArthur. You don't have to be Udonna Power. I don't have to be Jeff Beebe. I can be me, Debbie Beebe. It's the permission that we give each other that's been allowed to show up and be who we decide we want to show up and be. And so I think it's the permission within our community that has really grown me, the permission and the love.
Wow. 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 That's a wow. Wow. So the environment around you just is giving you permission to be all of who you are. Wow.
And we could talk hours on.
Yes.
Environment is everything, you guys. That is the other. Okay, that's the other nugget in the 2.5 days that this went on. That was one thing that was so profound. Who are you hanging out with? Because are you hanging out with the people that are doing it? And it doesn't mean that they're, you know, whatever doing it is for you. Are you hanging out with the people that are going places and living their dreams? Are you hanging out with them? Or are you hanging out with the people that look at you and say to you, yeah, I know, I can't be like she does. She's just this and she's that and blah, blah, blah. So we'll just go over here and go sit on the freaking couch and watch TV because, you know, we can't do like they do. Are you hanging out with that person? Are you stepping it up and hanging out with the people, the multi-millionaires, the billionaires that sit on stage and step in your game up because you have a vision, you have a dream? Who are you hanging out with? Because your environment is freaking everything. Everything.
Bingo. Entrainment. Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Debbie. We just love to have you here, and we just send love
to
your amazing husband, Jeff Beebe, Jeff Bam Bam Maxed Out Beebe.
And, He is amazing.
You are both amazing. So I'm going to turn the call back over to Lenny and right now, but thank you for being here and sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Lenny,
are you
there?
I love you so much.
You know I am just grinning ear to ear. Oh, it's so beautiful. So beautiful. And that big, beautiful husband of yours, he's so proud, you know, and it's just so beautiful what's happening. And just jumping into that place, you know, where You know, that's actually, it becomes the true advantage in the world, and that is that no one actually can be you but you, and that is your advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is, mm-hmm. and I don't mean advantage like you're going to be having an advantage over somebody else, but
right.
that's what you've been looking for, is that pure, just take me as I am. And I love it. I love it. So thank you, all of you, each of you. Thank you so much for showing up. And today, I believe Rhonda will be training on the call, so on this Tuesday. So, guys, thank you so much, everybody. So excited for everyone's excitement and congratulations and the celebrations and the paying it forward and the coaching and all the things that we do together. Let's just continue to raise this tide. All the boats go up. The conversation is real. We're grateful for each and every one of you. I'm going to unmute the lines. We're going to rock an Isagenix after 1, 2, 3 and shout the Bam Bam BBs and the Caseys and the Udonas and the MacArthurs and the Colliers and the Evans and every single one of you out there, guys. It's all a big family, and it's beautiful because we do celebrate everyone else, and it's such a beautiful place to be. So let's do it, guys. Hold on. Okay, guys, we're live. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
Are you-